Now, for those who don't know who Jim Trafficant is or was, who was he?
Jim Trafficant was this political outsider, this really unlikely character who kind of walked in bigger-than-life fashion into first the midst of regional politics and then into Washington. He was this kind of wild-looking fellow in mismatched leisure suits and cowboy boots and a chaotic pompadour, blustering style, kind of a bullying, very scrappy Mahoning Valley type of guy. He got started as the sheriff of Mahoning Valley by running as an independent against the Democratic machine there and winning. So kind of started out as an outsider, as a kind of an enemy of the establishment, and then just kind of ramrodded his way right through local politics. And very early in his term, ended up with a serious set of federal corruption charges against him because the FBI was probing the very vibrant mob activity in Northeast Ohio and Western Pennsylvania and turned up these tapes of Jim Trafficant, the sheriff, talking with these two mob bosses about these big bribes that he had just accepted from them and how they were family now. And
these mob bosses had, I guess you would say, characteristic mob names.
Yeah. Their mob nicknames were Charlie Crab and Orly Crab. They were brothers from the Carabia crime family. And you listen to the tape, and it sounds like Goodfellas. I mean, they talk like Hollywood gangsters, and so does he. And you would think, you know, this is dead to rights. He gets indicted on these charges. He shows up. He announces that he's going to act as his own attorney. And he goes up against the big boys. And with stones of steel, he defends himself, recognizing that if he can get his loyal Youngstown followers on his side somehow, that he might have a chance. So first he tries to get the venue for the federal trial changed from Cleveland to Youngstown. That doesn't happen, but somehow he convinces the prosecutors and the judges to bring six Youngstown area jurors onto the panel, half the panel. He says that this was all made up, that the
this part of his sting that he was involved with.
He had written out and signed a confession. He claimed it was forged. He said that the tapes were fake. Just sort of blatantly, brazenly defended himself in the face of overwhelming evidence. But there were six Youngstown jurors on the panel, and he was acquitted.
The verdict? Not guilty.
Not guilty.
But that's not the end of it, because eventually justice does catch up with Trafficant.
Yeah. So he right on the heels of this, he runs for Congress. He gets elected again against all odds. In 1981, he enters Congress as the only newly elected Democrat in a wave of a red wave that had been led by Ronald Reagan's election. And he enters Congress and yet is dogged by these legal troubles all the way through. Because the crazy thing about this is he beat these charges against all odds. But like nobody he had already admitted to accepting this money, because his claim was that he accepted these bribes as a way to infiltrate the mob, that he was, in his words, "I impregnated the mafia," and he was so smart and canny that he had found his way in by doing this. Nobody ever asked him where that money went. He gets away scot-free. He goes to Washington, but he's being pursued on all kinds of corruption charges that were trailing him and questions about his tax returns. And so his whole time in Congress, he's dogged by this past, even as he's fighting against the establishment.